We're back in session for the regular meeting of the Amick County Board of Commissioners. I would ask you again to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Susie, will you see if anybody left?
Sure will. Commissioner Dreyer?
Here.
Commissioner Aarons?
Here.
Commissioner McGinnis?
Here.
Commissioner Warble?
Here.
Commissioner Batchelor?
Here.
Commissioner White?
Here.
Commissioner Coates?
Here.
We have roll call. Approval of the agenda. We have any changes or corrections?
Will we approve it as presented?
One second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Now down to the consent agenda. We have five items on the consent agenda. Any commissioner wishing to remove them or discuss them, you can do that. If not, there is a motion to, that was the clerk sent out to us.
I move to approve the consent agenda and all items contained therein and authorize the county administrator to sign the attached items on behalf of the Board of Commissioners.
Support.
Second.
We have a second. You pick. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Commissioner Coates?
Yes.
Commissioner Batchelor?
Yes.
Commissioner Wargo?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner McGinnis?
Yes.
Commissioner Aaron?
Yes.
Commissioner Dreyer?
Yes.
We are to the part of the agenda that is, again, open for public comment. Anyone wishing to address the board, please come forward. Second call. Anyone wishing to address the board? Seeing none, Mr. Boyer, administrator.
Thank you. Just a brief update tonight. Parks and Recreation, the Crooked River Locks is obviously closed for the season. I put some numbers in there for 2022. We were down a bit from last year's high numbers, so we still did very well, I think, with overall pass sales and overall boat counts and folks that came through the locks. But it is down from the year before. We were in lockdown that 2 years ago, and that's numbers were extremely high. These numbers are still strong. Airport, we have finished up for the winter time, the construction project. They will come back in the springtime and finish up a couple small patches in the grass area around the apron. But that project then will be complete. Planning department sent an update. I'm not going to go through all this in there, but planning department's been very busy as the building resource group too, and you can see all the stuff that was going on through there. Several of us, David, myself, Neil, and Denise White, attended the Chamber's Celebration of Champions, which used to be a breakfast. A lot of award winners in there. I named some of the award winners for you. It was a very nice event. ARPA funding, we are finishing up working with the attorneys and the auditors, so at the next meeting we're going to have the policies in place and procedures for the funds to go out to the communities, the $50,000, so we're finishing that up right now. We want to make sure what we did with the attorneys will also work with the auditors. So we were hoping to have that tonight, but we want to make sure that's all set, and then the other ARPA funding portions, we'll continue to update those at each meeting as we complete each one of those legs. So we're looking at these individually and making sure that that funding is set and the procedures and policies are in place to get that money out. I will say that we did have a meeting with the Community Foundation to discuss potential partnering with the Community Foundation and how funding might be available with them for housing and some other areas too. So more to come on that. And finally, under the sheriff, our Sheriff Pete Wallen wanted to know, let you know that they are in 100% compliance in the jail operations, and he's very proud of that, and so are the staff that work there. That is my report for tonight.
Any questions for Mr. Boyer? Mr. Boyer, I have one. If Mr. Batchelor, the airport manager, not Mr. Batchelor, the commissioner, would tell us about the tag flights. We get a lot of calls on those. Can you explain them and how it's going to happen?
Ryan Batchelor, Airport Manager. So the tag flights, basically the flights originate in Detroit, come to Palestine, then Alpena, and back to Detroit. The reason for that is staffing shortages with the airlines. There's a whole background with airlines letting, the mainline airlines letting pilots go early retirement during COVID. That created a vacuum, pulling a lot of the regional pilots up to the main lines, and now we find ourselves in a place where they have a shortage of the regional pilots. Right now they've got pilots in the pipeline who are going to be done with training, it looks like in the February time frame, so this is expected to go basically through February. They've already reached out to me and asked, hey, are you able to accommodate having the flight remain overnight? Which leads me to believe that they're going to, go back to our direct flights, having early morning departure, midday arrival departure, and then a late arrival to remain overnight to be that morning flight. So it's not a guarantee. It's what I expect that's going to happen. However, that's looking like it's on track with what they spoke with us about when they first started on
tech flights. What will be the flights?
What?
Arrival departure.
I won't know those until probably about a month or so prior. But generally, it's around a 6:30, 6:45 early morning departure, midday, noon or so arrival and departure, and then 10:30 arrival to Detroit.
But we're gonna have to wait and see what the company.
Yeah, that's. There's no guarantees. However, they said it's looking like it will be returning back to normal.
With regard to the ARPA money and the Community Foundation, any recommendation they make still comes back to the county for final approval? Is that the case?
We'll give them guidelines and directions how that money would be spent within their distribution.
Okay. And with regard to the Sanitary Code Board of Appeals, you're going to have something at the next meeting for us to look at. Is that correct?
That's all I have.
Any other questions before we move on to the business? Seeing none, we have no unfinished business. First new business item is audit services for 2022 to 2024. Mr. Moyer?
This is an extension of the existing service we have right now. Staff is pleased. I think they've given us a good audit, and it's nice to have somebody with some consistency to work with us. So this is 3 years. In the write-up, you will see that the $31,000 for 22, $34,000 for 23, and $35,500 for 24.
Question.
Administrator Boyer, you said consistency, but I know we've had in the past questions about using the same auditor over and over. Are you concerned about that, or will you speak about that for just a second?
We're not concerned at this point because sometimes when we have auditors, they might be here 20 years, 25 years. We changed up services a few years back. Mm-hmm. We do not feel at this point that we have any issues. It takes a few processes, a few times to go through the audit, so they're comfortable with us, we're comfortable with them. We've been through it. We've been very comfortable for 3 more years, so it's total of 5 years and we've been working with them.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion, Chair. I recommend the financial audit contract with Gaybridge & Company be extended for a period of 3 additional years at a price not to exceed $105,000 and authorize the county administrator to sign the required documents.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, roll call, please.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner McGinnis?
Yes.
Commissioner Wargle?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Batchelor?
Yes.
Commissioner Dreyer?
Yes.
Commissioner Coop?
Yes. Next item on the agenda is the Sparks Grant. This is a new grant for the Department of Natural Resources. Mr. Boyer?
This is a new grant, and it's an interesting one because normally it's not other grants that they put out through Trust Fund and others. There's a matching grant. This one, there is no match on it. There's 3 rounds that they will have for the Sparks Grant. The first round is $15 million, and it heads all the way up to $69 million over a 3-year period. What we've looked at, one after we had discussion about what improvements at Headlands, the opportunity to bring a trail through Headlands from the main road into the park, and also looking at expanding that drive from 10 to 20 feet so we can have two-way traffic on there. Our biggest challenge at Headlands Park right now is access to the park. If you've been there at the nighttime, normally you're walking a mile into the park, pretty much a one-lane road with two-way traffic on it. What this grant would do is give us the ability to, one, either expand the road or bring a trail in from the main road and connect into Mackinac and the trail system that's through Mackinac and get us to go from here all the way up to Mackinac into the Hamlets is the ultimate goal of this. We anticipate, Tammy, that the road will probably be close to $1 million to do a widening if we do it from 10 feet to 20 feet. We're putting both that and the trail in there, but potentially the trail would be something that we could go after the trust fund or some of the other grants that they have. It meets the requirements, safety, entrance into the park. I think we're going to score very well on this, and hopefully money is going to come to the northern section of the state.
Questions, Mr. Boyer?
And I guess the only thing that's a little bit different, that they need a resolution up front saying that this board is on board with us applying for the grant. So this is just to apply for the grant.
This motion that would not be for us tonight will be incorporated into the draft resolution.
That's correct.
Any questions?
Just a quick. How did it come to pass that this Sparks grant was offered to Emmett County, and what's the chances of us getting it?
Well, there's quite a bit of surplus money in the state that came in through all the federal funds that came out during COVID. I think our chances are pretty good. Got our best team working on it. Tammy and the Parks and Recreation staff are working on it. We think we have a good plan. We think we have a good reason, and I think we're going to score well point-wise on this. Let's hope that they bring money to Northern. A lot of times we don't see these types of funds coming to the North. There's a lot of downstate you see more, but Headlands Park brings in tens of thousands of people every year. It's an economic boom to the northern part of the state, and we're going to promote all of that. So,
Mr. Dreyer.
Chair, I'd just like to add, too, that this was before the Parks and Recs Board earlier this week, and Tammy came in, and I think just even we had one lady public, and her helping is going to potentially add a point to us because she does the gardening and different things around and helps with the Parks and Recs. But the point system we talked about and the amount of money that's available, plus with what we've done here at the board with the land change and stuff going on, I think it's going to help with the Headlands improvements that people are seeing that tax dollars are not being used, at least out of our general fund. So I think any of these programs that we can apply for is a plus.
Any comment? You have a motion before us?
I'd like to make that motion. I move that the board authorize the attached resolution supporting the submission of an application titled Headland Safe Access to the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Spark Grant Program for expanded vehicle and pedestrian access at the Headlands International Dark Sky Park in the amount of $1 million.
Is there a second?
I will second that.
Motion is second. Any discussion?
Should we read the resolution, Chair? Or?
Mr. Boyer?
I think that
if I asked a question, what will the motion cover, though?
Just for the record.
Yeah, I guess it can't hurt.
Mr. Batchelor? Thanks for bothering.
All right. You got it. All right. Whereas Emmett County Board of Commissioners supports the submission of an application titled Headlands Safe Access to the Spark Grant Program for an expanded vehicle and pedestrian access at the Headlands International Dark Sky Park, and whereas Emmett County recognizes that the project does not require a grant match, however, the County of Emmett has authorized construction of an expanded parking lot at the Headlands Dark Sky Park near the existing parking lot. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Emmett County Board of Commissioners hereby authorizes submission of a Spark Grant application for $1 million.
Thank you, sir. Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Dreyer?
Yes.
Commissioner Batchelor?
Yes.
Commissioner Wardle?
Yes.
Commissioner McGinnis?
Yes.
Commissioner Aaron?
Yes.
Motion carried. How the work begins.
I'd like to thank staff for going after that as well, especially you, Tammy, and Mr. Bowman as well.
Moving on to the 2023 organizational meeting. Oh, they're all looking up. Right?
That's exactly what it is. We've got it scheduled right now for two, well, offices do schedule it for Tuesday, January 3rd at 4:30 p.m. During that meeting, we will elect the chair, the vice chair. We'll set our meeting schedule for the following years. Fees and charges get approved at that, and commissioner appointments to boards and our committees. It's a big portion of this meeting.
Plus swearing in the board commission.
Plus swearing in.
We have a motion in front of it.
I'll make the motion. I move that the board set its 2023 organizational meeting for Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023 at 4:30 p.m. in the Board of Commissioners Room, Emma County Building, 200 Division Street, Petoskey, Michigan, and direct that the county clerk provide public notice of this meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
We have a motion to second. Any discussion? This is a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? The date is set. Moving on to the 2022 budget amendment, Mrs. Gibson explained to us at the meeting. We have a motion in front of us. If there's anything additional, Mr. Boyer or Mrs. Gibson would like to add?
No. I'll move the board approve the attached Emma County 2022 amended budget resolution dated December 12, 2022 in its entirety, with the following being excerpts from the resolution. Total revenue $32,950,782. Total expenditures of $29,510,820. Estimated fund balance on December 31, 2022 of $22,369,997.
The motion is there a second?
Second.
Motion is second. Any discussion on the 2022 budget amendment?
I just have a question. Pam, I know you guessed at 287 for the ARPA funds, but will you please send us that when you confirm it? Thank you.
Any other questions? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner Batchelor?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Dreyer?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner McGinnis?
Yes.
Commissioner Wardle?
Yes.
Motion carries. We are now to the 2023 proposed budget. There's a motion before us. Again, any comments from Mr.
Warner? No. I'll make the motion, but with regard to those vehicles, should I say anything about that in the motion, or is that something that's too
tiny? We'll make that change within our work.
Okay. I move the board approve the attached Emma County 2023 budget resolution dated December 12, 2022, with the following being excerpts from the resolution. Total revenues $28,213,594. Total expenditures of $30,058,824. Estimated fund balance December 31, 2023 of $20,524,767,000, not thousands of dollars. For 2023, the county may levy the maximum voted tax of 4.85 mils, or the amount as adjusted by the 2023 Headley Millage Reduction Fraction for county operations, 0.50 mils for seniors, 0.6739 mils for ambulance, 0.2964 mils for the 911 bond, and 0.2463 mils for the Bay Bluffs Capital Millage.
I'll second.
We have a motion to second. Any questions or discussion?
Just to be clear, with regard to the Headley, it does not apply to the 4.85 because the full amount is much higher than that. I mean, the authorized amount that we could.
The authorized amount is 5.6, and Headley affects the 5.6, not 4.85.
Right, that's why we keep it 4.85. Okay, thanks. That's all I had.
Any other questions? Comment? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Commissioner Batchelor?
Yes.
Commissioner Koontz?
Yes.
Commissioner Dreyer?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Ahrens?
Yes.
Commissioner McGinnis?
Yes.
Commissioner Wardle?
Yes.
Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is a closed session. In that closed session, of course, will be the Board of Commissioners, Finance Director, Clerk, Treasurer Mitchell, Mr. Petoskey, Mr. Ginnett, Mr. Lofbaum, Mr. Mapes, and Tatum. Is that it?
I'm sorry, did you include the future commissioner?
Yes, I did.
You
know all that.
You just said it.
Yeah, I heard you say that. I was just surprised. That's all. Okay, that's fine. I just didn't know.
This will be something that they will be doing as we move forward. So
okay.
As the elected incoming officials verify that they can be in it, I think they should be.
Okay, good.
Then we have a motion to go into closed session if someone would like to make that with the names that have just outlined.
I'll make the motion, Chair. Move to enter into a closed session pursuant to subsections 8E and 8H of the Michigan Open Meetings Act for purposes of discussing and consulting with the county's attorney regarding, one, a privileged attorney-client legal opinion and correspondence from the county's attorney, and two, a trial or settlement strategy in connection with the pending case of Wayside Church et al. V. Van Buren County et al., in the U.S. District Court, because an open meeting discussion of such matters would have a detrimental financial effect on the litigating and settlement position of the county in that case. And that is the motion.
That's the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion before we go into closed session on the motion? Hearing the roll calls.
Commissioner Dreyer?
Yes.
Commissioner Aarons?
Yes.
Commissioner McGinnis?
Yes.
Commissioner White?
Yes.
Commissioner Wargo?
Yes.
Commissioner Batchelor?
Yes.
Commissioner Coon?
Yes. We are moving into closed session.